We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the
day. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Sister Tammy Bailey.
Amen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Already having church.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm ready.
It's exciting to see your face this morning.
It's so good to be here.
If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to ourpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can comment on the Facebook post, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get that uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all of your items. Remember to like, share, and comment hello, and let us know you're here this morning.
Amen. Look at you. You're doing it.
I think that's all of it.
That's good. That's good.
Would you like to pray to start us out?
Yes. And I'll tell you this right now. I was laughing because I was like, you were looking over there, and I thought, is it over there on the wall? So I was watching. I was like, we were looking over there, and I thought, she got it wrote over there? But no, I was like, wow.
No, I'm listening to
it's
the
in
download.
Your brain. She's looking. You did great. You did great. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to just be your daughters. Father, we thank you that we get to belong to your family. We thank you, Father, that you brought us into the kingdom of light. God, you pulled us out of the kingdom of darkness where we were blind and we could not see, and you brought us into the kingdom of light. And God, we thank you that there's joy and peace. It says that your kingdom is a kingdom of joy and peace and righteousness. It's joy in the Holy Ghost. And so, God, we thank you for that. We thank you for the joy that you impart to your children. And today, Father, as we come in this place, we don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we get to come into a place freely, and we're able to get into your word and send your word through the airwaves. God, that you can send it out into the atmosphere and to the earth and to the world, God, to accomplish your will and purposes. And we thank you that today that every word that is sent forth, Father, it shall not return void, but it will accomplish what you sent it forth to do. And so, Father, right now we just ask you to open every ear, every heart, every eye, and every mind to receive the things of the Spirit. God, that it will bypass the flesh and it will reach the spirit of man. Father, that they will begin to receive this. Father, that they will understand it in their spirit. Bring revelation. Right now, I want to bind up every assignment the devil has brought against this ministry that he has sent to stop the work of God today, that he's sent to hinder the work of God. We bind that up right now in Jesus' name because we have authority and we have the right to stop him in his tracks and say, you're trespassing. You can go no further. So we command the enemy and all any of the people that he sent, we command them to stop right where they are. You will not hinder the work of God today. We bind you up, command you to be silent and still. And Father, we loose your good plans and your spirit to do what you came to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm excited about this one.
Me too.
Your title today is Kingdom Authority.
Kingdom Authority. Okay. That we as believers, we have kingdom authority. Okay. But what you don't know really can hurt you. And so the Father has been teaching us, we're doing a study on Wednesday night at the Refuge. We started it last week. It's over kingdom authority. And it really is a teaching that comes from Tony Evans. He has a book about kingdom authority, and it's fantastic. Okay. Love it. It's been so good. It's really just given us a base to go off of. But today I really want to focus today about your authority as the believer in Christ. And I think you know, as we jump into this, I believe things are going to break off your life, that you're going to come into a revelation that you've never come into. I've been struggling with my voice because I shout and scream all the time, and I sing at the top of my lungs, and I'll never quit. Amen. I'll never quit. The devil tries to come in and stop it, but I'm just going to keep going because God has given me this voice. It is mine because he gave it to me, and the devil can't have it. Amen.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter what he comes to try to do. The weapon may form, but it will not prosper. Amen. I still will shout and sing from the rooftops about the goodness of God, and I will stand in my God-given authority as a child of the Most High, and that gives me the right to healing, even healing for my voice. So children, saints and sons and daughters of God, we have a right, a God-given right to govern in this earthly realm, and we're going to see that today, and I believe today some things are going to shift for you. Some things are going to change for you because truth sets us free. Amen. So right now, receive this truth. Okay. Don't shut it off. When you feel that thing rise up and go, I don't know about this, understand that's the flesh. You need to dig into the spirit and start seeking God for the revelation that he wants to impart to you today. The devil will keep us trapped and keep us held in bondage, even as believers, so that we can't walk in the fullness of all the blessings that Christ gave us. And one of those is that you can walk in your God-given authority and rule and reign in this earth. And if you don't, I want to tell you right now, the devil's coming to rule and reign over you, over your family, over your finances, over your health. He's coming to rule over your job. He's going to rule in every area. If you don't do it, he's coming. So you better know. Well, let me just say he's coming anyway. But you, if you don't govern, somebody's going to govern, and you're not going to like the way it's going to turn out. But God said, I'm going to teach you how to walk in your God-given authority and govern and reign and rule in the earth as he commanded you to do so. Amen. Jesus even commanded this. So if we're not doing it, we're not even following his command. Amen. So I'm telling you, it's time for the children of God to rise up to who they are in Christ. It's time for you to stand up and begin to walk in all that God called you to walk in. Amen. But you're not going to walk in what you don't know you're called to walk in. So today, some revelation is coming so you can begin to walk in it. Let's look at Ephesians 1:18 is where I want to start today. We need to get a spiritual perspective. A lot of times the problem is that we're looking at everything through the wrong eyes, okay? And so Ephesians 1:18 is part of a prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesian believers. In fact, I went through my Bible and I began to, in the New Testament, really just the New Testament, I began to put marks in my Bible around every prayer prayed. And I began to pray it over my life, over my children. I began to pray it over the church. I began to pray it over believers. And I believe this is a powerful one. When you begin to pray this prayer over your life, you are going to begin to see some things change. Ephesians 1:18, and let's just go ahead and back up to 17 because it's where the prayer starts. Paul is saying he never stops thanking God for the Ephesian believers. And he said, I make mention of you in my prayers. And this is what he mentions in his prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, the children of God, the spirit of wisdom. Not man's wisdom. Remember, Paul said, I don't preach in man's wisdom. He said, but I preach in demonstration of the power, the spirit and power. Okay. So he said, I'm praying that you will be given the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Okay. This is a supernatural revelation. See, when something is a revelation, it's something that's revealed to you. It means it was covered, but something has been removed so that you can see it. There is revelation in the kingdom of God. There's a revelation in the spirit. There are things that are hidden, but are to be revealed to you. And you need to begin to ask God to reveal those things to you. So he began to pray. He said, I'm praying that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. See, you need to get to know him. These are believers, and he still said, we need a revelation in the knowledge of him. We need to get to know him as he is, who he is. And so he begins to say that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. See, until we get a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, we will stay blinded. Can you grab a hold of that? You can be a blinded believer. Okay? You can still go to heaven blinded. But let's just talk about that for a minute. What does it look like? Why does it matter if someone is blind? Why does it matter? Why is it better that you aren't blind? Okay? Listen, anybody who has a physical blindness could come in here and probably teach this better than me, okay? Because they understand. Now listen, you can be blind and you can still get to know your environment and you can actually function and function well, okay? But when if you are blind and you are in a place you don't know, you are walking in places you are not familiar with, now you need some help, okay? It puts you in a position where you cannot see what's up ahead. You can't see clearly. It can put you in danger, okay? You can step into the street. Sometimes people will have a dog that can, an eye-seeing dog. I think that's what it's called. But yeah, seeing eye dog. Thank you. They will help you. See, why? Because that dog can see. There needs to be a set of eyes that can begin to help. Even when the person begins to learn how to get to know their atmosphere or their environment, they're going to have someone who can see begin to teach them where to walk. Okay? Somebody's got to see. Do you know Holy Spirit has come to live in you because he sees? Amen? He sees in the Spirit. And the Ephesian believers were blinded, and they needed someone to come along and show them the way. And Paul said, I'm going to show you the way. Begin to ask God to open your eyes. Amen. He said, begin to ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him so that you can begin to see. He said, otherwise you're going to go around and you're going to be blinded. Guys, did you know it is critical that your eyes be opened in the spiritual realm? Do you know it's absolutely vital? It means if you don't have your eyes open in the spirit, you're walking around and you don't know how to do anything. You're not for sure where you're going. You can't see clearly. And the enemy has an advantage over you. See, you are supposed to be seeing in the spirit. If you're not seeing in the spirit, something's wrong. See, there is a place you're supposed to come to where your eyes are open in the spirit and you begin to see things from the spiritual perspective instead of the earthly, natural, fleshly perspective. Amen? And so we're going to kind of break this down and really see it. But he said he wants your eyes, the eyes of your understanding, to be enlightened. This is the eyes of the spirit man, that you may know what the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his supernatural, miraculous power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Go on. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Amen. You and I are the body that fills all in all. He's calling us the fullness of him in the earth. Amen. And so, what I want us to see right there is that one of the key things that Paul prayed for is that our eyes in the spirit would be opened, that your spiritual man, your born again man, the inner man, his eyes would be opened. And if not, then you'll be blinded and it's harder to live. It's harder to see. You won't know what steps to take. You won't know where to go. You won't know what's up ahead. You won't know what's around the corner. You won't see the enemy when he's coming at you. Okay. You won't see the danger that's lurking up ahead if you can't see spiritually. Can you see why God put on Paul to pray this prayer? See, Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit, who was following the Father. And the Father was the one who led Holy Spirit to move in Paul and say, start telling them to pray that I'll open their eyes in the Spirit. You see, God wants this for us. The Father wants that for us. But many Christians live blind, and they live this way in life. They go about their life spiritually blind, not able to see what's up ahead. They can't see clearly. And one of the things that they miss is their God-given kingdom authority. Okay? They don't understand. I didn't understand it. Okay? I love Jesus. I've been running with him for a long time, but I didn't understand my kingdom authority. And when you don't understand, then you will be overrun by the enemy, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's look at Ephesians 2:4-6. You know, he prayed this prayer. tossing everything around here. He prayed this prayer, and then right after that, he goes into another portion here. In fact, he said that Christ was seated at the Father's hand in heavenly places, okay? Now look at Ephesians 2, 1, and it says, "And you hath he quickened." He's made you alive in the Spirit. "Who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." Okay, did you get that? You were walking according to the prince of the power of the air. Okay, there was an enemy. We know it was the devil, and he was ruling and he was leading you. He was ruling over you. Okay, and the spirit, it's the same spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. "Among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved." And here it is. "And he's raised us up together." And he made us, raised up us up with who? Christ. When Christ rose again, every believer rose with him. Everyone who ever will put their faith in Christ rose with him. Amen. "And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Jesus Christ is seated on the throne in heaven. You are seated in him. But this is one thing you'll miss if you're spiritually blind. You won't know where you're seated. Okay. Jesus, it said, is seated on the right hand of the Father on the throne. Okay. That's where he's seated. And you and I are seated in him. You say, "Wait a minute, I don't understand that, Tammy." I say, "Okay, did Jesus not say we're, or somewhere?" No, it wasn't Jesus, but I think it might've been Paul. "We're of this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world." Amen. He said, we are seated in heavenly places. So we're living in this earth, right? But we are actually of another realm. We're of the spiritual realm, okay? Jesus even was of the spiritual realm. He was in the earth, but he was of the spirit, okay? He was of another nature. And so the Lord is teaching us the same thing, that we are seated in heavenly places, okay? So Jesus is on the seat of authority where he rules and reigns, and you and I are seated with him. But we are often unaware of this truth. So think about this. What do you do from a throne? You rule. You reign. You make decisions. You do things. Okay. What happens from a throne doesn't just affect that specific place. What happens there is going to go out everywhere. Okay. Think about this. What happens in Washington, D.C. does not just affect Washington, D.C. It affects you and I here in Oklahoma, okay? So what Christ does from the throne of heaven affects many. It affects everything. It affects everything, spirit and natural, okay? The earthly realm, the heavenly realms, it affects all of it, okay? And so you and I are in him, and many miss this vital truth that we are in Christ, and this is why they don't walk in victory, okay? This is why so many people live defeated lives, because they don't know their God-given right to rule and reign in Christ in the earth, okay? Now, listen, what happens is they're kept in a place of defeat. And let me just say this. I had a vision, you know, and the Bible says that in the last days he'll pour of his spirit, and he'd pour out, and there would be dreams and visions that he'd pour out on all. And I had this vision, and I saw myself. Now, this was some time ago. Boy, I get excited because Jesus, I saw Jesus, and I saw him on what all I could describe was it looked like glass, okay, but it was like water. And I was like, I just saw him. It was just nothing but this. And he was standing there. He was so beautiful and glorious. And I was just enamored with him. And I began to walk toward him because he had his hands outstretched to me. And as I began to walk toward him, I went and hugged him, okay? And when I began to hug him, I became one with him, okay? It was so unbelievable. And it was like I was just enveloped in him. And I was like, I don't even know what just happened, but I was in him. And he turned around and he began to walk. And I saw in front of him the throne, Okay. And I could see the Father, but it was just like the bottom half of the Father. And I could see the throne, and he was walking to the throne, and he walked up to the throne, and he sat down on the throne, and I was in him, and we sat down together. Okay. And as we sat down, I was just enamored with the Father. I was looking at the Father. I was like, oh, it's the Father. I'm crying. I'm just like, I'm with the Father. I'm with, you know, okay. That's how I am. And I'm just like blubbering on and just like in awe. And finally I stopped and I thought, okay, I got to get myself together here. You know, start asking questions, Tammy. So I said, what are we doing here, Jesus? Why did you bring me here? He said, Tammy, you need to see things from my perspective. And I said, oh, okay. All I could see was the Father. And all of a sudden, I began to see through the eyes of Christ, and I looked out. And I was no longer looking to the throne. I was looking from the throne, okay? And I began to see out as Jesus saw it. And he said, Tammy, he said, and I think I've shared this before, but he said, Tammy, most people are praying from earth to heaven, but I'm calling you to rule from heaven to earth. He said, I want you to pray from heaven to earth. He said, you have authority to begin to bind and loose on the earth in the name of Jesus. Amen. And he said, but if you don't know this, you'll constantly pray in the mindset of, I guess if I could say, a pauper. Okay. You're downcast, your poverty level. You're always praying from this level of wretched me and all of that. He said, no. I paid the price for you. I set you free. I redeemed you. I call you my bride, okay? My bride ain't wretched no more. She's glorious. He said, I'm actually doing a work in my bride, and I'm causing her to begin to walk in what who she is, who I called her to be. And so he said, I want you to see from my perspective. And so he told me he was going to begin to change our view. And he said, Tammy, you need a new prescription. He said, my children need a new prescription. They need to see things through the new lens, okay? And so he spoke this to me, and in that book, Tony Evans gives this, he gives this story, and I'll share this, and then we'll take a break to pray, but he shares this story, and when I read it, I said, oh my gosh, that's just what Jesus said to me. So a lot of things that we're learning in this series is like, it's just confirmation, okay? God had already begun to speak these things, but he's clarifying and helping me understand. But Tony Evans shares a story, and he said that there was one day this husband and wife, they went to this gas station, and the attendant came out and everything, and the husband wanted to get his windshield cleaned off, okay? And so he asked the guy, would you clean my windshield? And he said, yeah. So he's cleaning it, he gets done, and the man said, he said he could still see spots all over it. It was not clean. And so he said, sir, there's a couple spots still. Could you clean that again? He said, yeah, sure. So he did it again. And the husband looked over at the wife and he said, I'm just going to get out and do it myself. I mean, he was getting frustrated at this point because he said it wasn't getting clean. He was just like irritated. He was like, I'm just going to clean it myself. And the wife said, hang on, honey, give me your glasses. And so she took his glasses, okay? And she started cleaning his glasses, gave them back to him. He put them on, and the windshield was spotless. See? And so the problem was never with the windshield. The problem was with the man and the way he was seeing things. See, a lot of times the problems are with us. Okay, there needs to be a change in our perspective. And until we begin to get the right lens, and Jesus said it to me, that we need a new prescription. We need the prescription of heaven. We need the glasses of heaven, if you want to say, the lens of Christ, so we can begin to see things from the right perspective. And so let me say it like this. Everything that you're seeing happening in your life right now, okay, a lot of times we're bogged down by what's happening. We see it happening with our children, okay? We see it happening in our marriage. We see trouble happening in our finances. It's maybe happening in our health. It's happening in our job. It's happening. Listen, all you got to do is turn the news on and you go, I mean, it's terrible. Okay. There's so much junk. And if you constantly look from the perspective of the earthly mindset, you're going to be bogged down. You're going to be weighed down. You're going to feel helpless, hopeless. You're going to feel defeated. You're going to probably even fall into some depression, oppression, and all you want to do is sing, I can't wait till I get to heaven because this earth is nothing but hell, okay? See, that's your perspective. But that was not the way God intended his children to live. Can I tell you, you are sent here in the stead of Christ. He said we are ambassadors. It actually means that we stand in the place of Christ in the earth. Did we ever see Christ standing down here begging God to take him on up because he couldn't stand to be here no longer? Because this earth was so terrible and he just had to get out of here? No. He said, I know what I've been sent here to do. He said, I'm going in and I'm taking back this territory for the kingdom of God. Amen. See, it's time for the children of God to raise up as ambassadors in Christ who know who they are and what they've been sent here to do. I ain't saying, God, take me on to heaven. I'm saying, help me fulfill my God-given assignment. Let me finish it before you call me on to heaven. I don't want to leave this place until I finish what I'm supposed to do, guys. How can I go on till I finish my assignment? I'm spitting everywhere. You know that's good preaching. But I'm telling you, he said so many, I believe, I'm going to say something hard here, okay? I believe, God, forgive me if I say it out in the wrong way. Help me say it right. I believe God is sick and tired of the whimpering and crying and sitting around begging to be taken out of here. He's tired of it. He said, I can go ahead and take you on up if you want, but you ain't finishing what I told you to do. I told you that I sent you here for a purpose. It wasn't just so you'd sit here and just go through misery until he decided to take you up. You have a God-given assignment, and you are to walk as Christ in the earth. You are to be the one who is laying hands on the sick and seeing them healed. You're the one that's casting out demons. You're the one that's bringing God down to the earth. You're the one bringing the light in the darkness. You're the one. God said he's going to use you to do it. It's not time to go to heaven, child. It's time to finish your assignment. And God said he's calling his children to rise up and know who they are and what they're supposed to be doing in this hour. The devil has caught many of us. Okay, listen, I want you to know he's not sick of you. Okay, he said, Tammy, tell my people I'm not sick of them. I'm sick of the devil running over my children and keeping them held in a mindset that causes them to do nothing but weep and cry and wait till they can get out of here. He said, I gave you authority so you could do something about your situations in the name of Jesus. But if we don't know it, we're going to live defeated lives. Amen. But I want you to stay with us because I'm telling you, God is going to begin to show you how to rise up and walk in that God-given authority. It's time. It's time, child, that things be taken back. No more sitting around being defeated. It's time to live the victorious life that Christ called you to live. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for some people. Let's not just cry because some people are going through some things. Let's begin to pray and let's begin to see God do something. See, I believe because God told me this. He said, Tammy, because I'm with you. I mean, every time something would come up, I'd just be sick inside about it. And I'd weep and then they'd come and tell me their story. And I'd just think, God, I just don't know what we're going to do. I'd just be downcast with them. I'd say, you're going to get through. And I'd encourage them. And that's a good thing. But God said, Tammy, I didn't send these people to your path and these stories before you so that you could just empathize. He said, I sent it before you because I'm ready. God is ready. He said, I'm ready to do something about that situation. And I decided to send them to you for that day so that you would let me work through you and do something to change their situation. See, when something comes to you, listen to me, when somebody brings something to you today, when they bring something that's heavy, it's not so you can empathize. It's so that you can pray in the name of Jesus and see something change in that situation. That's who you are in Christ. And God said, I want you to know it, child, so you begin to walk in it. You begin to live it. Amen? So today we're going to the throne room on behalf of some people who are in need of some things. And we're not coming as paupers who are begging God to do something. We're coming as victors in Christ Jesus who know he's already won the victory. We know where we're seated in Christ Jesus. And we're about to pray from heaven. And we're about to loosen the earth the change they need so that some things can be changed right now in their situations. Amen? Amen. Amen.